Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Once again on 4HI for Q&A. Good morning, Guru.
Good morning, Mick.
Now, Steve, I've got to apologise. I didn't ask you a question last week and it didn't dawn on me until after you'd left. But I'll ask you now, who won your famous free raffle at the Animal Show?
Oh, yeah, we did miss that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mate, it was won by Jenny Whittaker and she chose the water filter. But I've had no luck in contacting her. Oh. I couldn't read a flame in writing for her email address and it must have been a wrong phone number. So, look, if any listeners know this lucky lady, Jenny Whittaker, please ask her to contact our office.
Oh, Steve, I'm sure someone will let her know.
Yeah, Mick, what's this week's question, mate?
Well, we have discussed before that, from the media's point of view, bad news sells. And the latest is predicted downturn in house prices. The question is, does Steve have figures on past house price declines and facts to support his views for the long-term prices of housing to continue increasing?
Yes, I do, Mick. Mm. Look, if you study a graph of house prices in Australia's capital cities, there'll be peaks and valleys, but the long-term trend is always, I repeat, always upward. And, Mick, there's a very true saying, if you're getting into or out of a market, you're better off being 1 year too early than 1 week too late.
Oh, you can say that again. But Steve, you always have your clients buy and accumulate, not buy and sell.
That's right, Mick. So the short-term dips, they don't concern us, as the long-term trend is always up.
All right. I do this quite often, but I'm going to ask it again. Can you give me a simple example?
Okay. Well, let's take Brisbane. In 1972, the average price was $15,000, and today it's over $600,000.
Yeah, a bit of difference there. Okay, Steve, but can you give us some statistics on past dips in capital city prices?
Yeah, well, like after the global financial crisis in 2008, prices dipped for a short time by 6.1%. And then if we go to between October 2010 and May 2012, prices again dipped by an average all over the capital cities by 7.4%.
All right, so you've referred to the 2008 prices, the GFC. So after the GFC, what were the falls in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane?
Well, Melbourne dropped by 8.3%, Sydney 6.2%, but Brisbane only 4.7%. Brisbane's always been a less volatile market than Melbourne and Sydney.
Okay, but did the period of decline last long?
No. It was quite short. Because the stimulus measures effectively stayed off sharper declines and they possibly avoided a national recession.
Steve Taylor, why do you only talk of Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane?
Mick, I'll only invest in a city with a population in excess of 1 million people as that larger population insulates prices from short-term economic events.
You know what I'm going to ask you? Can you give me an example?
Okay, well, smaller cities. Let's take Darwin. Between 2010 and 2012, prices fell by almost 20%. It was actually 19.7%.
To be exact.
Yeah.
Now, recently, mate, and just only in the last couple of weeks, you've been upbeat about the future economic strength of the Central Highlands. So can you give everybody some facts on the Australian economy in general?
Yeah, well, by the June quarter, Australia will have gone 104 quarters without a recession. There's no other economy in the world that can beat that.
Oh, that's pretty good stuff. Yep. Do you still predict Australia having an annualised growth in the GDP of 3%?
Yes, I do, Mick. Mm. Right now, global economic growth is on the way up. Local company earnings are on the improve, with company operating profits rising by 6% in the March quarter, and that was record highs.
But do you have any more good news?
Yes, mate. I have one of my executive five-bedroom homes in Brisbane, only 3 weeks from completion, and the contract's fallen over.
How is that good news?
Well, as it's not yet completed, I can still sell it with separate land and build contracts.
Oh, well, how much will that save the new buyer?
Well, buying it by a separate land and building contract, they save about 10 grand in stamp duty, and they'll also save, because it's almost completed, they'll save about $6,500 in interest on the land and construction.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Mate, it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, if you're looking for that deal, you can Google Steve Taylor and Associates, hit the Contact Us button, it'll drop down all the information you need. The lovely Estelle in the office, 4987 7567, she'll put you on to Steve. And of course, how much does it cost to get a consultation with you, Guru?
Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. But Mick, I've got to tell you something. The power of advertising. You referred to me as Steve Taylor and Associates. Mate, it hasn't been that for about 13, 14 years.
Is that right?
It's now Steve Taylor and Partners for the last 13, 14 years.
Well, there you go, see?
The power of advertising, mate.
It is.
Thanks, Mick.
No problem, mate.